Super Talk Mississippi Media Production. You're listening to Thunder and Lightning on Super Talk Mississippi, covering Mississippi State sports like nobody else. With Sports Talk Mississippi's Brian Haydad and Robbie Falk of On3 Sports. Now get ready for Thunder and Lightning.
This is Thunder and Lightning here on Super Talk Mississippi. Brian Haydad and Robbie Falk here with you on a Wednesday morning. Thanks for joining us here at supertalk.fm or wherever it is that you get podcasts from. We appreciate all you guys out there, our great listeners, especially our servicemen and women out there taking care of us. I want to thank our sponsors over at Strange Brew Coffeehouse and Churn and Spoon Ice Cream. Start your day the right way with a trip to the drive-thru over at Strange Brew Coffeehouse here in Starkville or at Brupolo over in Tupelo. It would be a little weird, Robbie, if Brupolo was in Arizona.
That would be a little weird.
Mm.
Not Arizona, but just Arizona.
Arizona, yeah. Not Arizona, yeah. They were going to name Brazona. The movie Raising Arizona.
Brazona.
Brazona, yeah, but it just didn't work.
Brazier.
just. Okay.
First thing that came to mind with the pair with Brazona, Brazier.
Oh, sometimes I do wish we were a little more R-rated on this podcast, but whatever.
What about the man's ear?
Yeah. It's a bro! Wherever you are in our great state, by the way, just look at here. So Ozona's in Pearl River County, right?
And the Pearl River Plunge.
Yes, well, just across the road, the river here, or across the state line in Louisiana, there's a town that's just named Sun.
Just
Sun. S-U-N.
Sun, Mississippi, or Sun Louisiana.
So it's between Rio Sun. And Bush.
Oh, I'm not going to go there.
Yeah, I'm just saying. That's what it is, though. It's Rio, Sun, Bush.
Okay.
All right. Wherever you are in our great state, you can enjoy Strange Brew Coffee each and every morning. It's just a click away at strangebrewcoffeehouse.com. You'll be enjoying it just the same way we do here in Starkville and Tupelo every single day, and you'll be supporting the Bulldog Initiative the same way you will if you call our friends at Pip Printing and Signs. Folks, if you're a business owner and you're a Mississippi State fan, this is a deal that you just can't pass up. You're already spending money as a business on printing. It's just part of your monthly expenses. Now here's an opportunity to do it and to support the Bulldog Initiative. Call Camden Baker at 601-499-5216. Tell them you want to switch your business to Pip Printing and Signs, and they will donate 10% of whatever it is you spend with them right back to the Bulldog Initiative in your name. Again, if you're a Mississippi State fan who owns a business, you cannot pass that deal up. Pip Printing and Signs, 601-499-5216. Call Pip today. College Corner, collegecornerstore.com is the place to find the maroon and white merchandise that you're looking for. I was checking their website yesterday, Robbie. They got a lot of great stuff on sale with the banner M on it.
I love a good sale,
yeah.
Except for that one.
Well, no, it's great, though, because it's proof positive that things are working. You know, that the state script is taking over. They did have a very large selection of state script, interlocking, and M over S polos to choose from at College Corner. So give them a look. Two locations to serve you in the Jackson area. They're in Ridgeland by Fleet Feet, Flowood by the Half Shell, or shop online at collegecornerstore.com. Restaurant Tyler is Starkville's flagship restaurant. That's the place to grab the best meal in town for lunch, for dinner, or for Sunday brunch. This weekend, you know, no sports app, but this is the first weekend with no sports in Starkville in quite some time. Is softball at home this weekend?
Yeah.
Okay, Florida. So you have that at least. But
they play Florida.
That's a big series.
Yep.
Florida year in year. I don't know what they're ranked, but they're usually a top five, top 10 program. So if you're coming to Starkville for softball, but if you're just going to be in Starkville and you want to grab an incredible meal, you can do it at Restaurant Tyler. That's the best restaurant in town for every meal in town. 16 Priority One Bank locations throughout central Mississippi. They are here to serve you. Go to PriorityOneBank.com to find out a location near you and open an account today that's going to serve you and your family for years to come. If you're tired of dealing with big corporate banks and their lack of customer service, but you don't want to sacrifice all of the financial options that they give you, you need to look at Priority One Bank because they can do both for you. Get you a bank that does both.
Yes.
And that's what Priority One Bank is. Let Priority One Bank make you their priority.
All right.
All right.
Fun times.
It is Rumblings Day here on the podcast. And hold on, I have to send a text. So, because we just heard the click.
Uh oh. So, you heard the click on?
I heard the click.
How did you hear the click?
It's the headphones right there.
Oh, okay.
So I'm listening for it.
You didn't have your headphones on,
somewhere. No, but it's loud enough there. So we're trying to get that fixed.
It's like a pop in your ear. If you guys have ever like had like a short in your headphones or something,
it's super annoying.
Yes, it's not great.
Well, it's Rumblings Day. We got a lot of questions. Let's just jump right into them. Colton Watson is up first. I asked about this at the beginning of the season. Now we have the full picture. What is Tolu Smith's legacy? A good player for Mississippi State.
Yeah, he had. I mean, people were wondering what tier he was in. He was not in the tier with Eric Dampier, Lawrence Roberts, Bailey Howell, obviously.
Yeah, like Charles Rhodes.
Yeah, he's below Charles Rhodes, I think.
Yeah.
First team All SEC.
Twice.
He's great. Yeah. But
the way he fell apart at the end of the season, I tend to buy it that there's some injury news that we don't know about.
Had to have been.
Because he just stopped playing at that level.
I don't know what happened.
Yeah.
I really don't. It was just kind of mind-boggling. But
yeah. On Saturday, 9 of State's 14 strikeouts were called strikeouts instead of swinging. 9 called strikeouts in a game is actually less common than a no-hitter. The sophomore pitcher had career high in strikeouts, innings, and a career low in walks and hits in his 25th appearance. His career high in strikeouts looking before was 2. 15% of A&M's total numbers for strikeouts looking was achieved in that one game. Is that something or nothing? We saw some pretty unbelievable stuff in terms of cheating and manipulating games last year. Colton, I don't know, be the one to tell you this. I really hate to break this news to you, but I'm just going to do it, and I'm going to do it in the old-fashioned way. I'm just going to rip the Band-Aid right off and say it. Umpires suck.
What?
Yeah. Officials at every level of sports are terrible.
This is a revelation I don't know if I was ready for.
Well, I'm bringing it the truth to the people here. So, is it something? Yeah, it's obviously something. And that something is that guy's a horrible umpire and shouldn't umpire games anymore. But he will. You will see him behind the plate this weekend.
Morris Hodges always reminded me of like a younger like Jerry Glanville.
Mm-hmm.
He kind of looks like him.
I've never seen his face. So.
You didn't see him when he pulled his mask off and he bumped.
I mean, I saw the video, but I wasn't paying that much attention, I guess. So.
Here's my thought process on that game and what happened. Mm-hmm. Yes, the calls were absolutely horrendous.
Mm-hmm.
I would love to see the TrackMan data on that, and I imagine it's probably not great.
TrackMan!
But you have to adjust to that. Mm-hmm. State just sat there and took the pitches the whole game.
Mm-hmm.
And some people will say, well, you couldn't hit those. I mean, yeah, you could foul a few of those off and force the guy to come in the zone a little more. They were hittable in terms of you could have gotten the bat on the ball and fouled off, battle at the plate. State was taking way too many strikes way too many pitches with 2 strikes. And you know the zone has grown. Second time through the order, you've got to adjust to that, and they never did. And that last pitch to Hunter Hines was pretty bad. It was chest high. It looked like it was outside. I could be wrong on that, and it could have been a strike. I don't know. I don't have the data on it. But it looked like it was definitely a ball, and it was called a strike. So I understand, you know, how he was upset about that. But you've got to adjust to that. You got to figure out ways to beat that. If the umpire's not giving you the call, you've got to figure out a way to get on base. Yeah. State never did.
Agreed.
What did Lamona say yesterday about that?
I just asked him, you know, what are you telling Hunter Hines? He's like, look, I'm just concerned about getting him out because I don't want to lose him for a game because he says something or does something.
And that's so a lot of people were upset at Chris Lamona about that.
That's got to be priority one, is getting Hines out of that situation.
Yeah, my whole idea on that right there is Chris Lamona is thinking, there's nothing is going to happen to this umpire.
Yeah.
But one of my best hitters can get thrown out for the next game or the next series or whatever. I've got to just get him off the field because there's no way that we're going to get something good come from this.
And certainly not in that moment.
Like, no.
You might get an apology letter from the SEC, But that's going to be after the fact. You've got to get Hunter Hines off the
field. You can use that for toilet paper.
Yeah, exactly.
That doesn't mean anything. So. Yeah, there's nothing good that can come from that for Chris Simonis. Morris Hodges is one of 100 umpires that care more about themselves and care more about how they're presented than anybody else. Yeah. So to me, there's nothing that you can really glean from that positively.
So. Gulf Coast Dog asks, when you order the pork rind nachos, do they get soggy? No, because I eat them quickly.
Yeah, I've never had a soggy pork rind nacho.
Yeah, so I've never seen that problem.
Garrett, ooh, that crispy. Yeah. My pork rind nachos come with a crunch.
Garrett Heller asked, do you guys know what kind of construction is going next to the soccer fields? I don't, so do you?
No clue.
All right, then.
Is it like infrastructure?
What? I have no idea.
I've just grown like numb to all construction around Starville.
So, yeah.
I mean, we're riding on like, I feel like we're riding up, you know, mountain roads that haven't been trekked in however many years whenever we're riding down downtown Starville. But they're starting to pave it now, so I guess we're making progress there. They say that everything is going to be much better once that stuff gets completed.
They say, but we'll see how that goes. Willie Dizzle asks, why aren't the drills at the NFL Combine run in full pads? Well, I mean, Willie, you don't play football in full pads, do you? You do. You do that. So I don't know the answer to that question. It's a good question, though.
Well, I don't even see the question. It's not in my mentions.
He tagged you. I don't know. I will say this. A long time ago, there was a show on Spike, of all channels, that Michael Irvin, I don't know if you remember the show. It was called Fourth and Long. It was a great show. It was maybe my favorite reality show of all time, where Michael Irvin brought in like 6 wide receivers who had gotten a shot in the league, and for whatever reason that it had not panned out. And he had permission from Jerry Jones. He's like, whoever wins this competition, I'll sign him to a free agent deal. And the first day, he ran the hell out of them. I mean, they were all throwing up. It was great, all in full pads. And he's like, now we're going to run the 40 because I want to see what your real time is. And these guys who were all like 4.5, 4.6 guys, they were like 4.8, 4.9. It was incredible. Great show. He got a couple guys that actually got in the league. I don't know if you remember. Do you remember Andrew Hawkins? Played for the Bengals and the Browns.
Yeah.
He was on that show.
You remember Pros versus Joes?
Yes.
That was so
great.
Great show. It'd be like Spike somebody like the shows. Same name as the other guy.
Yeah,
like,
it's fantastic. With ground beef looking delicious when it's cooked, what the hell happened to ground turkey? I mean, ground poultry is not appetizing.
No.
You know, you could. I
don't think I
want to
eat ground turkey.
I've eaten a turkey burger, but
I have too, but it's not great.
It's not. It's not as good. Yeah. Turkey can never beat cow. Right?
How about whenever we were in school and we had like the soy burgers?
Oh, so bad.
Those hamburgers were so nasty.
Yeah.
I think back, like what were these people feeding us?
And it's incredible. We were okay.
When I got in high school, all we had was like chicken tenders and fries. Like we had nothing healthy. We might have a salad bar that we could get, but what teenager wants a salad?
Right.
You know.
Where are we here? Jackson.
I do miss those square pizzas though.
Oh, those were good. Jackson Waddle. What state sporting event would have lost Shohei Ohtani the most money had he bet on?
State versus South Alabama in 2016.
That might have been a good one to pick.
Football.
Yeah, that's a good one.
He just loads up on Mississippi State. Dan's out there wearing shorts. He's like, look, they're going to kill them.
Yeah. And
nope.
And no. I can't wait. I cannot wait for this story to get broken that he's been betting on baseball and then he's out. He's out forever.
Oh, my God. What?
I may fly to L.A. just to dance outside of Dodger Stadium.
The crazy thing about that is the Dodgers are not going to like be broken in half because
of
that.
No, they'll still win 95 games.
And they're and like the way they structured his contract too.
Yeah, it's not a big hit.
Yeah, well, and I mean, I'm sure they could probably
they won't
avoid
have to pay
it.
Him anything if baseball bans you. So, and that's, there's no question that's what's going to happen.
Oh, yeah. And he totally was cheating here. He was like, that's my interpreter.
Yeah.
This is very disappointing.
I need to do that.
That dude's getting thrown under
the bus. Robbie, you're not my interpreter.
Yeah.
Take the fall for me. Could a football transfer have the same level of impact that Mekhi Polk did in 2021? If so, which one? Yeah. I think Kelly Akari could definitely have that.
Yep.
And then,
as far as out there with the ones earlier.
Yeah. And then,
so he's already.
And then on top of that, one of those offensive linemen is going to have that kind of impact and be a 12-game starter and play a ton of games. So, Matthew Anthony wants our WrestleMania predictions. Buddy, we're a week away from that. Well, you know full well that on the Friday show before WrestleMania.
Oh, man, we're almost to WrestleMania.
Yeah.
The go-home show is next week, isn't it?
Yeah, we will do that next week.
Wow.
Yeah.
Carlos, I'll say Willie Dizzle now. My bad.
Okay.
Carlos, you're not muted, Willie.
Good job. Carlos Gonzalez asked, the Cohen plan was that the student section would move over another section next year for basketball. But I've heard a rumor that the plan had been canceled and they're redoing the student section. Thoughts? I think the standing room looks rinky-dink. They got to do something with that standing room. It's a good idea, but the execution was poor.
I think they're putting like some risers
there. They got to do that.
I think that is the way to go.
That's the way to go.
I think people would actually go down there for that.
Yeah, and then as far as I haven't heard that they're redoing anything, but I won't be surprised if Selman, basically what I can tell from Selman is everything that Cohen did, he was like, nah.
Yeah, pretty quickly.
Yeah, which makes a lot of sense.
They need to put the students on the side.
Yeah.
I think that changes the whole atmosphere of the hump when you do that. Like,
because I think if you could go back, you got to redo the seating where you have like a low, like three or four rows of students all the way around.
Yes.
And then you have your premium seating behind that. And
the best atmospheres in college are like that.
Yeah.
And when you're stuffing students in the upper deck,
yeah,
it takes away a lot of their energy.
Yes.
When they're down in the lower bowl and they're having to stand up because the person in front of them is standing up and they're kind of in the action a little bit, it's a totally different feel.
Yeah.
Once you get in the upper deck, it just kind of takes you out of it and you're just a viewer at that point.
Yeah. Jay in Baltimore, I recently suggested the dumbest rule in sports was a DQ for signing the wrong scorecard. But after learning that a home run in softball can be nullified if the player leaves the bag early, is now in the running, which is worse. So I don't know this rule. So if you're in softball and you hit a home run, there's somebody on base. If they leave the bag early, the home run doesn't count? Is that what he's telling me?
I don't know.
Okay. I don't know my softball rules, but that seems like a terrible rule if that's what you're saying.
I mean, I guess like it's before they hit the ball because,
right?
You have to stay on the bag, I think.
Yeah.
But like until they throw it, right?
I think that's correct. Yeah.
So, I don't know. I don't know that rule.
I don't know it. Yeah. Brian McDuff asks, why does it seem like nearly all NCAA athletic websites are run by the same company? Are they all Learfield? Does it seem like they all have latency issues lately? I have a serious question here. What is latency?
Let's see what.
You don't know either. Good. I don't feel like an idiot.
The state of existing but not yet being developed or manifest.
I feel like that every
Concealment.
Day. Concealment, yeah. I think what he's trying to say is they feel like they're incomplete.
Well, here's another definition.
Okay.
Computing.
Yeah.
The delay before transfer of data begins following an instruction
okay.
for transfer.
That does happen on these websites.
That's what he's talking about.
Okay. So, it does seem like they're all run by the same company, and my guess is they've just all been outsourced to one company and
yeah.
something like that. And they're all terrible. Those websites Learfield are so unuser-friendly.
Learfield is fairly large. Like, it has a very large...
Learfield's not doing that, I don't think. I don't think it's Learfield.
They're
not a website company.
Well, I talked to somebody the other day about this website. And I think it was just like they just wanted to upgrade. Like,
yeah.
But... the whole thing about, you know, having the state script and stuff, can you not just change the logos on there? Like, I don't know if that's the reason, like, they wanted to brand change or whatever, but
yeah,
a lot of these websites changed at the same time, including the SEC website, which looks terrible now.
Yeah. Some women's basketball news, Robbie. Kenny Brooks is the new head coach at Kentucky from Virginia Tech.
Oh, that's a good hire.
Is it?
Okay. Yeah.
I don't know enough.
That's
about
a really good hire.
Well,
the head coach.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I assume he's the head coach. Kenny Brooks is the name.
Yep, that's him.
All right, well, there you go.
Yeah, he's a very good coach. That's a great hire for them.
Good. Well, I mean, not good, but, you know, it is what it is. Where are we
here? He's done some good things at Votech.
Yeah. Rob Hathaway. It would be a shame, wouldn't it? An absolute shame if the Dodgers lost their best player to a gambling scandal. Please, God. Please let this happen. It's got to happen.
Is Rob a Giants fan?
He is
as well?
Also a Giants fan. That's right. We have a good core of I have a good core of Giants fans on Twitter with me. It's me and Rob. It's Paul, and it's Will Chandler, and those are the four Giants fans that I know on the Twitter. Gil Manklang, who I got to meet, he lives out in Denver. He came to the game. He's nice. Back though with the famous pick two, leave one. Here we go: carrots, broccoli, and asparagus.
Carrots and broccoli.
You're keeping those two?
Yes.
I'm cutting carrots. Oh, I'm not a big carrots guy. No, I use carrots when ranch. I cook, but I don't ever eat carrots.
I love carrots and ranch.
You know, at that point, just use a spoon, Robbie. Just spoon the ranch into your
mouth.
Well,
it makes you feel better because
it
you
does.
Got vegetables.
Yeah, that's the point. Yep. Poison ivy arm rash, dried cracked bleeding hands. Oh, scratch cornea. I don't want anything to do with my eyes ever. So scratch cornea's got to go.
Yeah, I think so too.
All right. Cyclops, Storm, and Gambit. And Cyclops is a bit of a nerd.
Who's Gambit?
Gambit's the Cajun one. He throws the cards.
Oh yeah,
he's super cool. And Storm can control weather.
Storm is. I'm definitely keeping Storm. I think I'll do Storm and Gambit.
Yeah. Rocky Mountain oysters, escargot, guinea pig. I'm not eating a guinea pig.
Is Rocky Mountain oysters more common where he is from?
I guess. I didn't see them on any menu out there, though.
I've seen them one time on a menu.
I wouldn't want to eat any of those things, but I'm certainly not going to
eat I'm not
going to
eat a guinea
rodent.
You have a guinea pig.
I have
at
two.
Your
we
house.
Have two, yeah.
So the guinea pig's out.
I'm not eating a rodent ever.
Have you had escargot before?
I never have. Have you?
Mm-mm. So. What about... what was the other thing? My mind just went blank.
It's like weird food?
Yeah.
Like caviar? I don't know.
Caviar.
I haven't had it.
Well.
I've had foie gras. I've had bone marrow.
I've had bone marrow.
Bone marrow is delicious.
Yep.
Beyond that, I don't know. Hmm. Ian Howell asks, is there a fictional restaurant or food that you wish you could eat at? Like from movies, TV show. I would love to eat at Los Pollos Hermanos.
Me too.
I love, because you know what?
Apparently that chicken is just
I love
like,
fried chicken.
Yep, that's right.
It's good fried chicken.
Apparently that chicken's like crack.
Yeah, well, meth.
Well, yeah. Yeah. Because they all, like the policemen were just like, just when Hank's in the hospital.
Yeah.
The policemen are just,
they're just
gorging.
When they bring the chicken in. They're like, yeah. Trying to also.
What about the restaurant that that Tony was at and he wanted his onion rings?
No, I want to go to Vesuvio.
That's true.
Yeah, I want Artie Bucco to cook for me.
I want those onion rings.
I want that, and I want the pizza where the guy my pizza never hurt nobody. I want that guy's pizza. I want to eat at that restaurant too.
I want to go to that to the bakery too, where he shot the guy.
A fillet with Napoleon's cannoli and Struyadel. No, the Struyadel.
There's about five restaurants in Sopranos that we want to go to.
I want to go to Don Giovanni's too.
Yes.
I want to go to both. I want to try them both.
Yep,
and. Of course, Old Homestead is an actual restaurant, so where he buys the steak for Finn. Let's see here.
You eat, I pay.
Exactly. Pat in Paris, my dream.
Finn. Just trying to be nice.
Well, he had been scarred at that point. My dream concert would be as follows: Blink 182, Redbirds. No,
Red Hot Chili Peppers.
He just put. I don't know where Birds came from. Red Hot Chili Peppers, and then the Foo Fighters. What would be your dream lineup, and what would you be willing to pay?
That'd be a solid lineup there.
So like,
it's got to be something. I don't want to just like random bands.
See, like my dream lineup would involve Van Halen, but Eddie Van Halen is no longer with us, so I don't know.
Nobody
can fill that in their prime.
In their prime.
Van Halen's the headliner. Like they used to do stuff like this, like Monsters of Rock and stuff.
Yeah.
Like I know Van Halen and Metallica did a show together, so probably Pearl Jam. Alice in Chains. Van Halen.
Pearl Jam, Alice in Chains, and Van Halen.
That's my
kind of shifting genre.
Well, that's my three
bit.
Favorite bands.
Yeah, okay.
And what would I pay? I would be willing to pay $300.
Yeah.
Not for a great seat.
Yeah, that would be worth it.
Yeah.
You know, Metallica's always been a bucket list for me. There is a, is that a wasp or a spider up there?
That's a, oh, it's dead now. So let me tell you about that. Yesterday, throughout the whole radio show, and while we were recording as well, over the, that thing was in there and it was alive and it was buzzing trying to get out of there. It was
what
a wasp.
What is it in?
It's in the, it's just in the, in between the bulbs and the screen there.
No, 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 no. I'm talking about on the thing, on the Super Talk thing.
Oh.
You see that?
Oh.
Is that a spider?
That is not a spider.
What is that? Grasshopper?
You give me your dream lineup while I look at it.
Okay. I think I want Metallica for sure. Metallica's always been a... It's a wasp. Okay. Yeah. Is it dead? No, it's alive. I see the wings moving.
I'm going. I'm going to get something to take care of that.
Okay. Well, while we're trying to kill this wasp that's sitting on the screen behind us, I'm going to go... Metallica is going to be the headliner, I think. And then I'd probably go... Ooh, I don't know. AC/DC, I think, would be on there too. And then, gosh, Queen. I'll go Queen.
Queen?
Queen, Metallica, AC/DC. Let's do that.
All right, we edited a little bit of that stuff out there for you, but the wasp is dead. It is no longer with us. So
that was an adventure.
That was something. That was definitely something. Also from Pat in Paris, you're in a left turn lane behind someone and the turn light is no longer green. They could turn due to no oncoming traffic. However, you can see they're on their cell phone. Do you politely honk to inform them of their blunder or do you go around them? I'm honking.
Yeah.
I'm not politely honking either. I'm giving it to them there. What
Make
vile
feel the wrath.
Yeah. What vile thing has Kramer Robertson's mom done? There is literally nothing they could say. That I would say, oh, I don't believe it.
Whatever comes out, I believe it.
100%. I 100% believe it.
Yep.
You know? She's responsible for alien genocide? Yeah.
And you know, if it wasn't true, she wouldn't have had a press conference about it either.
Exactly.
Well, I know the press conference wasn't about that, but she made it about that.
She made it about that.
She would have just said, like, this, you know, she would have just
dismissed
it.
Have any comment about it.
No, she knows it's something bad.
Ryan Nelson kind of asking the same question we just answered about Tolu. John Moraga. I don't never seen this name before, so welcome to the show. Rank these 90s/early 2000s teen movies. American Pie. This is right in your wheelhouse, too.
What a great time for these
American
movies.
Pie, 10 Things I Hate About You, Bring It On, Clueless, She's All That.
American Pie, She's All That.
Okay.
10 Things I Hate About You.
Uh-huh.
Clueless, Bring It On.
Okay, I will go with your...
Not another teen movie should be on this list, too.
Yeah, you're more of that first, so you know, than I am.
Oh, that is definitely...
That's your wheelhouse.
Oh, my gosh. And the soundtracks and all those were excellent.
Yes. I heard... I was in somebody's... I was in an Uber in Denver, and I heard Flavor of the Week.
Oh, my gosh.
And I had not heard that in so long.
Flavor of the Week.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, it's like
I'm trying to
like ooh.
I think we did. I think the band I was in played that song.
Yeah,
because we were like a '90s alternative, '90s pop.
Yeah,
like early 2000s pop alternative band. Great song.
Yeah. Brogan Fairchild, what song instantly puts you in a good mood? For me, it's "Dreams" by the Cranberries, or maybe "Just Like Heaven" by the Cure. It's Flavor of the Week by American Idol. No.
Anything from the 90s gets me in a good mood, man.
Yeah. Eve 6, Inside Out.
Yes.
Immediately, I'm smiling.
Yeah, I mean, like, anything from the 90s. If you played anything, even if it's the most depressing song ever.
Going the Distance by Cake.
That's a good song.
I mean, as soon as you hear that. Dun, 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 dun. The bass line, you're like, all right, I'm good.
Roll to Me by Delamitri.
That's a good it's a feel good song.
Look around the world, pretty.
That's a good one. Yeah.
Yep.
Even
Third Eye Blind, like, every one of their songs was like about suicide or drugs.
But they're peppy.
Was so good.
They're peppy.
Yes.
Exactly. There we go. Brian, did you visit any shops in Denver that you don't have in Mississippi? I see what you're getting at. I did not. I did not visit them. No.
Oh.
No. So. Ford Polk asks, how do we feel about The Rock bringing back the Hollywood rock theme? I'm all for it. That's the best theme of all time. I love the Hollywood Rock theme.
Which one is
the
that?
One where, you know, it's like the long build up?
Oh yeah,
it's cooking.
You know, yeah,
that's good.
Yeah, I love the fact that he's dove right into being a heel.
Can we talk
again
about him just whipping Cody Rhodes up and down?
I didn't see it.
You haven't
seen
it last
yet.
Night?
No,
he busted him open.
Love it. This has been such a great
just
turnaround.
Yelling at his mom, like, look at him, Mama Rhodes, look at your kid. Look at him now.
This has been such a great turnaround.
It's
that
been
they
incredible.
Did.
So
this is life without Vince McMahon.
Yes. Dalton Lee, my dishwasher broke, and uh-oh, the guy who came out to fix, okay, a dishwasher breaking, that happens. And the guy who came out to fix it looks just like Brian.
What?
Funny enough, his name is Brian. Have you ever met a doppelganger or told you look like someone? I have a doppelganger here in this town.
Yes, you do.
We don't need to talk about who it is, but there is a guy that people are like, there's a resemblance. What about you?
Yes, all the time.
Okay.
The latest is my friend Dylan Mitchell, who coaches at Choctaw County. All the Choctaw County coaches say we're brothers.
Okay. He also says he's...
And for whatever reason, when I was younger, all my friends said that I was there, that I reminded them of Shia LaBeouf.
I could see that without the beard. Yeah.
Yeah. Like when we were, you know, when he was like the class clown,
yeah,
like Even Stevens.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's the Shia LaBeouf that people were talking about.
Dalton also says, I've been told I look like a bunch of Chinese people. We all look alike. Now you're getting canceled, Dalton. I didn't say that. Dalton Lee said that. I'll point that out.
Yeah. That is not us.
Yeah. A. Swenson asks, more likely that Seth backstabs Cody or Rock backstabs Roman? I think that Seth will turn on Cody.
Yeah.
I think they'll turn on him, and so Cody will go into that match alone against Roman Reigns, but he'll find a way to win.
Yeah, they're going to lose the tag team match, and it's going to be Cody versus all of them.
Mm-hmm.
The whole bloodline's going to be out there, and he's going to have to fight through that adversity.
He's going to find a way to win. Do it. Beyond the main events, which match will steal the show? Are they doing LA Knight versus AJ Styles?
I don't know. It's like 2 weeks behind, so I don't know what else
I think
is
that's what's coming. So that will be one to watch for sure.
What is Logan Paul doing?
Oh, he's got the three-way match with Kevin Owens and Randy Orton.
That might just
That'll be a good match. Yeah, for sure. Rhea Ripley, Becky Lynch will be a fantastic match.
That'll be a really good match.
So there you go. A lot of options.
I'm excited. What are we going to do for WrestleMania?
I won't be here.
What?
I'm going to Nashville next weekend. I know, right?
Another trip?
I know. I'll be back for Sunday. We can go Sunday.
Okay.
Okay.
I'll figure it out.
But Saturday, I will not be here.
I'm sick of these vacations.
After this week, I don't have any more. After next week, I don't have any more.
Sick of it.
I don't have any more. When does MJF return to AEW, and who does he feud with first, Okada or Ospreay? I assume they just let him have some extended time off to heal because he was MJF. He was pretty beat up.
Oh yeah, I think that's what it was.
So
I don't think he's going anywhere. But
so, and he comes back as a face, so I guess he would have to feud with Okada in that situation.
Yeah,
but I don't know. I don't know the answer to that. Pip Horrell says, not very seasonal.
He was funny the other day when he told Morvez to sing happy birthday to Matt Jackson, Nick.
Yeah.
He was like, tell him happy birthday. And he was like, happy birthday. He was like, no, sing it.
Did you see so this past Wednesday, Morvez introduces him as the Rainmaker Kazuchika Okada. And Nick is like, it's like, oh, you did good. You called him by his full name there. Now do it in his native language. And he's like, I don't speak Japanese. And Matt's like, you ever heard of Duolingo? 165 straight days here. No big deal. those guys are
killing it. But
they're coming out to succession. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's great. Pip Horrell asked, not very seasonal, but I have always considered Die Hard a Christmas movie. But I changed my opinion after hearing it from the man himself. It's a Bruce Willis movie. Agree. This is from his roast. So Bruce Willis said it's not a Christmas movie. Bruce Willis is suffering from dementia at this time. I don't know if you've heard about this or not. But
is it dementia or it's Parkinson's disease?
It's some sort of dementia thing. I don't know what's going on. But
yeah, they're saying that you can't talk.
You can't trust him. So, no.
That during means. This time frame, he was suffering from it?
It doesn't matter.
Okay. Early stages of it.
Yeah. Let's do one more here, then we'll go to the break.
Best wishes.
Q Hagen asks us, Brian, what kinds of beer do you prefer? Do you enjoy a yummy dark beer like this one from one of our local breweries? And it's called Coffee is for Closers Porter. I'm not a big porter guy. I will drink one every now and then, but that's not something you can drink a bunch of. I tend to drink a lot of pilsners and lagers, maybe some blonde ales, because those are ones you could. When I drink beer, I like to drink beer. I like to have a few beers.
A nice chocolate and vanilla undertones.
I'm sure it's good.
It's and in there's Chicago. There's no coffee in it.
There is no coffee. Now that's a little weird that you would name it Coffee is for Closers and not put some coffee in it.
I guess it just kind of tastes.
It has a little hint of coffee,
a little
right?
Bit.
Have either of you ever visited Chattanooga? I have not.
I've been there several times.
Fan?
Yeah, I love Chattanooga.
Okay. Okay.
I love that section of Tennessee when we get to Chattanooga,
Gatlinburg.
Knoxville, yeah. Gatlinburg. I love it.
I got you.
I've always said Tennessee is probably my favorite state to visit.
Okay. Let's move into the rest of the show that's brought to you by our friends over at the Mississippi Beef Council who want to remind you that beef, it is what's for dinner. Just thinking about, like, you know, there's been some talk that of us doing, I'm off topic here, of us doing like some digital stuff and doing, putting this like the video of this podcast up. That's, mm-hmm. That segment with the Wasp would have been incredible.
It would have. Yep. We don't get to cut it off at that point.
Yeah. At that point, it's just
we'll
like.
We'll just have to mute it.
At that point, everybody's like, oh my God, how did he miss?
Yeah.
I missed the Wasp on the first swing there.
That would have definitely made like Twitter and gone viral or something.
Yeah, something like that. Anyway, Mississippi Beef Council. Guys, this weekend, if you're cooking out, the weather's going to be really, really nice. Fire up the grill and nothing will beat the sizzle of beef. And I'm just telling you, a friend of mine this past weekend, he cooked a flank steak. That is a very underrated cut. It's great for if you want to do tacos or fajitas or anything like that. But it's also just great by itself and it's inexpensive. You can feed a bunch of people with a flank steak. Those are the kind of things you get when you grill beef. So do it this weekend. Beef, it's what's for dinner, thanks to our friends at the Mississippi Beef Council. Two Brothers Smoked Meats in the heart of the Cotton District is the place to find the smoked Southern soul food that you are looking for. If you're going to be in Starkville, you need to make sure a trip to Two Brothers is on the agenda for you. We had our family here a couple weeks ago, the LSU family, the Chris Agostinelli and his family took them to Two Brothers. They loved it. They thought it was great, and I'm not surprised. You know, and I never am nervous about recommending Two Brothers. You know, some places you're like, I like it. You say stuff like that, you're like, oh, is that a good restaurant? Well, I like it. Nah, if I say Two Brothers, just go there. I'm not worried about what you order there. So enjoy it. Two Brothers Smoked Meats, the home of smoked Southern soul food. Great products and great service is what every business likes to promise you. They deliver it to you at Advantage Business Systems. They've been doing it for 49 years. When you need new technology for your business, give Advantage Business Systems a call. And then if something goes wrong and you do need service, you can just call them right back. And they will take care of that for you. And a lot of times they can take care of it the same day because they're in Mississippi just like you. 601-362-9192 or visit them online, absms.com. Find out how Advantage Business Systems will help your business do business. If you're going to be in Starkville this weekend or any weekend, anytime before you head to the stadium to cheer on the Bulldogs, you need to head to Maroon & Co. to make sure you've got the right gear on. They have an incredible selection of stuff you cannot find anywhere else. They're the exclusive provider for the Bulldog Initiative. So if you want to wear the hoodies and the polos the coaches are wearing, you can only get them at Maroon & Co., along with other great new items, including those Wild Gear Cups that everybody's wanting to have right now. They've got them at Maroon & Co. They're also the place for custom cowbells. My friend the Bellsmith will take care of you with your order there, and you can get a cowbell that is unique and something that nobody else is going to have. Before you head to Duty Noble, head to Maroon & Co. All right. Winston asks, anyone else think Brian looks like the guy from the Progressive? Okay. I'm going to start blocking people who make this comment. I can't take it. I don't look like that guy. I refuse to admit it. Also, what?
We've already talked about this.
I know, but I just want to point out that I'm getting tired of it.
Okay.
Also, did LSU fans not read the fine print that comes with the national title? Why are they upset? I guess they missed it.
I want nothing more than for this to play out the exact same way it has the last 2 years.
It will be something.
That will be a thing.
If they get swept
point.
This weekend by Arkansas and they're sitting there at 2-7.
Is that at Arkansas?
I think it's at LSU.
Okay.
But it doesn't matter, does it?
Well, home teams have been a little better.
They have,
I know
Arkansas
they weren't.
Is really good. So.
Yeah.
Kyle Wilson, are you pro or anti meatloaf? Also, a place in Birmingham uses barbecue sauce instead of ketchup on it. It tastes amazing. I'm not a big meatloaf guy. I don't like meatloaf.
Ma! Meatloaf! We want it!
Yeah. I like that scene, but I don't like meatloaf.
My dad is one of his specialties.
Really?
Meatloaf. Okay. Yep.
See, too many people put big chunks of onion in there, and I just can't deal with that.
It's got some stuff in it. Yeah, but I'm just not a big fan.
Does he do the ketchup on top?
Yep.
See, I know I'm out.
I'm not usually not a fan of that, but...
Barbecue sauce on it does sound pretty good, though.
When he does it, it's really good.
Okay. Also, what are y'all's top five weather movies? Twister?
Twister's number one.
Day After Tomorrow?
It's up there.
Okay.
What other weather movies is there?
Like, Volcano is not a weather event, so that doesn't count. Is there a fire movie?
Yeah. What was the Towering Inferno?
Yeah, but that's just like a mechanical fire. That's not nature.
That's still fire.
It's not weather.
There was that movie that, Hellfighters, John Wayne.
Okay, that's good. That's good.
Is that?
I think so.
Or is it like oil related or something?
It might be. I don't know. I don't know. There's not weather is not, you know. What about is there another rain movie?
Rain.
Do we consider the fact that there's no sunlight in Alaska a weather event, or is that something else?
I mean, technically, yeah. Okay.
Then I love 30 Days of Night.
Okay.
You ever seen that?
No.
It's got Josh Harkness. Is that his name?
Hartnett
in the movie. He's a sheriff. It's about vampires.
Yes.
Who go to Alaska, and when there's no sun for a month.
Oh, that's
and they take over the town.
That's a nightmare.
Oh, it's a really good. Like, there's one point, one of the vampires is like, "Why didn't we do this centuries ago?" It's like, you're right.
But Alaska also has like months where it's light all the time.
Yeah, well, they'll figure that out later. But you know, you get a full 30 days of just.
I couldn't do that, man. Like,
no,
either
crazy.
One.
I go
like,
crazy.
If you go outside, yeah. And it's like 3 p.m. and it's already dark.
Yeah.
Or you know, you're out there at 3 a.m. and it's light. That would be crazy.
Alexandra Watson asks, while on vacation in Texas last week, we encountered a funeral procession on a 5-lane interstate. The procession was in the middle lane, going much slower than the speed limit. Normally, I would pull over for a funeral, but this was the interstate. What's the proper etiquette when encountering a funeral on a multi-lane interstate where the speed limit is 75? I think you just got to keep going.
I've also struggled with that,
yeah.
And I think you're right. I think it's one of those deals where you just have to keep going. I don't think it really applies to that. But I could be wrong, and I have been before. I don't want to offend anyone out there.
Yeah, I think you just got to keep going. You know, give them the salute and move on. So, the Sawman asks, with the recent early exit from the NCAA tournament, would you rather see a deep run or maybe a championship game in the NIT or an early round exit like the last couple of years in the Big Nance? I would rather lose in the play-in game than win the NIT.
Yeah. The
NCAA
you're just
tournament
not,
is just more important.
Even when you win the NIT... People just don't care. Mm-hmm. Nobody knows. Like, who won the NIT last year?
No idea. No idea. The only team I know for a fact that has won the NIT is Southern Miss.
Yeah.
That's the only one. I mean, this is basically, think about it in terms of football. Would you rather go to the college football playoff and lose the first round 49-0, or would you rather go to the Birmingham Bowl?
Exactly.
Exactly. Do you have an autograph collection? If so, what is your favorite? I have three autographs. How many do you have? Do you have a bunch?
No, not many.
Okay.
Probably like four or five.
So I have three. I have the Rock and Roll Express.
Nice.
I have Pat Swilling, who's my all-time favorite Saint.
Yep.
And my favorite is an autograph football that says "To Brian" from Drew Brees.
Was that supposed to go to you?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yes. No, I just found it. I was like, Sister
Brian.
It was
like, just like some random.
Corey
like,
Pilkington made that happen for me.
Oh,
of
how
all
nice
people.
Of him.
He's like, I've been killing this guy for 10 years. I might as well do something nice for him.
Don't let anyone tell you that Corey isn't a great guy.
He's a softy at heart. Who do you have an autograph from?
I have the entire 1996 Final Four team.
Okay.
On a sheet of paper. I don't know where that came from, but.
It's good.
I found it one day. I was given a Chris Lemonis baseball signed. If he found out about that, he would probably come to my house and take it away.
Yeah,
from
he
me.
Can't have that.
Yeah, but that was like one of the the package that I was sent. You know, after the national championship, I had this is all Mississippi State people.
Okay,
when I went to basketball camp when I was a kid, my counselors were Mario Austin and Timmy Bowers, so I still have a shirt that they autographed. It's starting to fade a little bit, but yeah.
I used to have my daughter, my youngest daughter went to a basketball camp at Mississippi State, and so Vic Schaefer autographed everybody's basketball for them.
Oh, yeah.
But he came out and he said, if I ever come to your house and see this basketball, I don't want to be able to see my signature.
Yeah.
It's like, I want you out there practicing and scuff it up.
A true old school coach.
I don't have it now because she did what he said. She went out and shot the basketball.
That's great.
So when I told him that once, I was like, my daughter came to your camp, and the first day she was out dribbling that basketball, she was like, he's like, that's exactly what I wanted to hear.
You forgot you have Steve's book signed.
That's true. I wouldn't call that an autograph, though. It's a book. It's an autographed
There's
book,
autographs though. In there.
Yeah, you're right. So I have a couple of Steve Robertson's books that are signed, yes.
There's several more. I'll talk to Steve and see if he can get you the other books, too.
I have all of them. I think only two of them I have signed, though. Shame on him. He gave them to me. Sign them before you give them to me.
All right, I'll text him real quick.
All right. I have Flim Flam and the newest one, When the Bottom Falls. I have that signed. Rob Hathaway, my older daughter and I just finished catching up on the Ghostbusters movie, so we can go see the new one. On a scale of Highlander 2 to The Empire Strikes Back, where does Ghostbusters 2 rank as a movie sequel? It's not very good. Ghostbusters 2 is not a great movie.
I don't even remember watching that one.
It's not
great.
Is that
the one was Sigourney Weaver in that one, or she in the first one?
Yeah, she's in both of them.
Okay.
Yeah, she has the kid. But I will say, the Viggo the Carpathian is a funny villain. He's a good villain.
Yeah, for sure.
There's a great one of my favorite scenes was like, only a Carpathian would come back now and pick New York. Nice pick, bonehead. Like, it's just funny. Bill Murray killing him. Speaking of Steve, Ani Robertson asked, baseball polls are notorious for not dropping teams unless they really struggle on the right days of the week. What would Mississippi State be ranked in baseball if they had started the season in the top 10? That's a good question.
Yeah, because Florida is 14-9, and they're
still in the top
sixth,
10.
I think.
So I think that the two loss they had a week where they went 2-3 in the non conference, right? They
the
lost
polls
those two
like
games.
Pretty much ignore your midweek games, like they don't care.
But I think losing two to Austin Peay might have dropped them. They'd probably be close to where they are, to be honest with you. Probably like 16th or 17th.
Yeah.
Because coming out of that week where they lost.
Well, you got to think about it. If they were ranked top 10,
yeah,
then they would have they probably would have not reached what people thought they would at this point, and so they would have dropped.
Yeah.
But since they beat LSU, now they're thinking, oh, well, Mississippi State's better than
they
we
might
think.
Have bumped back up a little bit. So, is this Cody Roman Rock story the right storyline going into Mania, or are they just throwing it at the wall and hoping it sticks at this point? It is the right storyline.
It is the right one. And I think it worked out better than they could have imagined.
There's no way they planned for
it. I think initially...
But you know why that is?
Well, initially they wanted The Rock
to
fight
Roman
Reigns.
Yeah.
So to their credit, they figured it out.
Yeah.
And this is the storyline that should have been the whole time.
Do you
know
why it's working? The Rock.
The Rock, yes.
The Rock absolutely. Is so good, he can make it work. And heel Rock is the best.
This is the
Rock.
First time he's been a heel in probably two decades. When was the last time?
Since the Hollywood Rock and then the early 2000s, when he was feuding with Goldberg.
It's been a long time since we've seen this. And he jumped right in and was, that's how incredible he is. He jumped right in and became a heel as a one-off character. Basically, he's not going to be around a whole lot after the WrestleMania, and he has hit this like head on, been great at it. This is a great story.
So there you go. Scott Ming, when you get the hiccups, what is the first thing you do? You go to make them go away? I try to hold my breath for a second.
Hold my breath. It always goes away.
Yeah.
Hold your breath for 10 seconds.
Yeah.
And for me, at least, it works.
Yeah. Ford Polk, have commercials gotten significantly dumber since you've been born? Now, commercials have always been dumb.
I mean, remember the What's Up thing, Bud Light or Budweiser or whatever?
Yeah.
That was pretty dumb.
The only thing, I have two problems with commercials. One, it's like, who the hell are you talking to?
Yeah.
I like a commercial where people are talking together. And even then, like, you and I would never, like, you know, Robbie, I've been really having some problems with butt pimples. But, you know, now that I'm taking Mercury, I feel so much better. that conversation would never happen in real life. But at least it's better than just looking at the camera and going, do you have problems with butt pimples? Like, who are you talking to? Yeah. I hate that. And then I hate how in every
commercial. I'm
getting kind
of tired of the all-body deodorant commercials.
Yes. Yeah.
Like, I don't want to hear about how you're using the deodorant on your nether regions.
Yeah, on your swimsuit area.
Yeah, let's not.
I don't need that.
Especially when I'm watching something with other people that I'm not comfortable
yeah.
having those.
Because then they might bring it up, you know, I use that. And then it's like, ah! The other thing is, I hate how in every commercial, dads are idiots.
Yes.
Like, mom walks out of the house for 5 minutes and they come back and dad's like cleaning a fish and changing a baby on the same kitchen counter. Like, right. No one does that. I know how to take care of kids.
Well, we are kind of idiots.
We are, but I'm not that big of an idiot. So, rewatched Backlash 2000 recently with Stone Cold coming out and hitting everyone in the ring with a chair, the loudest pop ever. Side note, Bubba Ray did not hold back when he put the Trish through the table. He never did. That's a big time pop. For
yeah,
sure.
That. The one when he came out mm-hmm. and Mankind was fighting.
That might be the one. The Rock.
The Rock.
Yeah, that was on Raw.
He came out and kind of cleaned house,
yeah.
set the table for Mankind to win it. That'll put some butts in the seats. That's
yeah,
that
he was right,
time
yeah.
frame. Thank you, Tony Schiavone, who yeah. we met in
We did meet him.
In
yeah.
Huntsville.
Does Scott Strickland have the worst taste in uniforms? The ribbon stripes from States 2012, the baseball uniforms from the 2014 season, and the green gator skin jersey for Florida. Scott Strickland will just do whatever his uniform provider tells him, basically.
Yeah.
So
that was just a bad time for Adidas,
yeah.
I think.
Well, I mean, the gator skin jersey is Nike.
Yeah, I was just thinking about
yeah.
State.
Oh, yeah, you're right. When did you get your first gray hair? I was in my 30s. Have you got one yet?
I don't know if my hair, but my beard.
You got
definitely.
A couple there? Well, you got kids. That's,
people yeah. will look at me like on a video and say, you got something in your beard. Like, is that mustard? I'm like, it's gray hair.
Yeah. Jerk. All right. This one's for you,
that's
Robbie.
What happens when you get kids.
Yeah. This one's for you from Brent Clark. Rank these Premier League champions. 05-06 Chelsea, 07-08 Man United, 04-05 Arsenal, 22-23 Man City, and 15-16 Leicester City. Go ahead.
I think they're all in order. Looks good to me.
But I'll go with that because they got Chelsea on top there. Leicester City is, and Leicester City would be last, although that was a really fun team. I'm going to go Chelsea. I know the Arsenal fans are going to lose. We were invincible. Hey, you had a lot of draws. That Chelsea team the next year gave up 15 goals. 15 goals in 38 games. That's
wow.
That's all you need to know.
Can't believe it.
So I'm going to go Chelsea, City, Arsenal, United, Leicester. That's how I'm going.
All right.
Jeremy Martin, considering that you stick with a starting pitcher a few times through the order, not changing right for righty-lefty, would you consider getting low to strictly throw left for a few innings, then swap to righty? I think he would be even more consistent that way. He's been good this season, but I feel like there's some unlocked potential there. They can't tap into it for some reason.
Yeah. He's gotten a lot better. His yeah. command has gotten a lot better. That's been the thing.
Yeah.
I think he's doing okay with it, but you can obviously get better.
Yeah. Tucker Medlin, we're kind of against the clock here, so we're just going to cut some of these short, is a better comparison for this football season, 2020 Ole Miss or 2021 Tennessee? Those were kind of the same teams. Good offensively, not great defensively. I think Tennessee went 7-5. Ole Miss was 4-5 in the COVID year, so it means they probably would have been 7-5 or 8-4 against the regular schedule if they play non-conference games. And I don't know that this State team's going to win 8 games because their schedule is very, very tough.
Yeah.
But I mean those are good comparisons. Yes.
Yeah. Works for me.
So, Perry Cafeteria. Brian, how much do you blame yourself for the basketball team laying an egg since you also took the week off? Listen to what I'm saying. Hear the words coming out of my mouth. 0%.
I think it was your fault.
Well, it wasn't. So I'm also not going to ask that next question because it's really weird.
Because
I'm just not going to do it.
One of them is already dead. So.
Yeah, one of them's dead and one of them's a guy.
That's true.
So moving on. Reed Green.
Not that there's anything wrong with that.
No,
I don't.
It's just not for
way.
You.
That's right. And that's fine.
I mean, yeah, it's fine. Reed Green, which of these results is the most baffling in Mississippi State history? Football wins 4 out of 5 versus Alabama in 96-2000. Baseball gets their first home series win versus LSU since 2003.
Basketball has failed to beat a Calipari-coached UK team in the regular season. Football loses 14 straight to LSU from 2000 to 2013. The football losing to LSU is not weird because those LSU teams were all better. Every single one of them was better. So maybe 2000.
And the Alabama one is not...
State was better those years, yeah. But at the same time, State's only beaten Alabama like 12 times.
It's baseball for me.
That it's backwards, though. It's not that they got the series win. It's that they went that long without getting a series win.
Right.
That is the answer.
Right.
So.
Yeah, that to have a program that's been consistently pretty good, there's been some really good teams that have lost series against LSU here.
Yeah.
And to not win a single time over 20 years is nuts.
Player Pass Pod asked, the other day I was working as at Papa John's. I got a delivery that tipped $6.66. Obviously, I was afraid that Satan had somehow ordered a pizza, and I was going to meet my demise when I made the delivery. Much to my surprise, it was not, in fact, the devil, but instead Brian Haydad.
When you did that for real?
It made it even.
Oh, my God. 666?
I don't worry about that. I don't sweat that. Lord. When was the time y'all were pleasantly surprised when you thought you were getting into a bad situation? P.S. The tip was much appreciated, Brian. Well, if anybody understands what those drivers are going through, it is me.
Now get back to work!
Yeah. Something like that.
Poor girl, I watched you berating in there.
As I started reading this text, I was like, I tipped a Papa John's guy $6.66 the other day. And then I thought, he's talking about me. Pleasantly surprised when I thought I was getting into a bad situation. I always go back to that time I asked Mullen that question, and it took him 10 seconds to answer it, and I was just sitting there convinced he was about to kill me, and he didn't. So that might be it for me. You got one? Is there anything that stands out for you? You're like, oh, I'm screwed here. And you weren't.
I can't think of one. Because usually when I say I'm screwed, I'm screwed. So I don't really get out of trouble like that.
I got you. Trotter Flynn asks, who do you associate Sean Astin to the most? Stranger Things, Lord of the Rings, Rudy, or the Goonies? It really might be Rudy.
Yeah.
Because he was the star of
the I actually don't think about him in the Goonies a lot of times because that was a different stage of his life.
Yeah, yeah.
He was a little kid.
Yeah. And even Stranger Things, like, his character was fantastic, don't get me wrong. But at the same time, like, just one season, I don't put him first. I would go, if I was ranking these, I would go Rudy, Lord of the Rings, Stranger Things, the Goonies.
Yeah.
So, last one from Josh Smith. How is Kareem Walker looking in spring practice? He's son of a...
Running fifth team.
He's still out there. He's still getting it on. So, all right, tomorrow's show. What is tomorrow's show? I don't know. We'll figure it out. Baseball, football, we got plenty to talk about. Also, today is Mississippi State's Pro Day, so maybe we'll have some words from that as well. Guys, have a great Wednesday. Talk to you again on Thursday. For Robbie Falk, I'm Brian Haydad. Thanks for listening to Thunder and Lightning on Super Talk Mississippi.
Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.